There you go. What is up? What is up? What is up? Welcome to another edition of the ATL Dreaming Podcast. I'm your host, Edub, joined by my illustrious co-host, Yakiri Thomas, sporting her Atlanta Dream mask in her own home. Yakiri, what is up?
Hello, all. Yes, I wanted to show my team support by wearing the Atlanta Dream mask. Yes.
Listen, I like it. If you would like to support Yakiri and get her an Atlanta Dream hat that she can wear or a t-shirt instead of a mask that she has to wear during a podcast, please feel free to contact her on Twitter. Hit up her Cash App and, you know, show her some love.
Yes, please. Please. Needs it.
Listen, we have a lot to talk about. This was a very good week in Atlanta Dream basketball. Three wins, and it's a lot to get into. But how are you feeling today?
Oh, my gosh. I'm feeling great. Our Atlanta teams are winning for once simultaneously. I mean, what can one ask for? It's a good time to be in ATL right now.
I'm still getting used to the visual. I'm sorry.
No, yes, stop you are. Stop it right now. Take it seriously. Take it all in.
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. We here. But yes, welcome to the ATL Dreaming Podcast, the only podcast in the world dedicated to the Atlanta Dream. And let's start with the stats right now, man. Right now, your Atlanta Dream are currently 4-2. They are the third best team in the East behind the Sun and the Liberty. And listen, I was trying to think, Yakiri, when was the last time we were on the other side of 500?
I know. It's been a while, right? It's been a while. Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I'm not laughing at you.
I'm laughing with you.
With me.
Like, listen, but a very good week for the Atlanta Dream this week. Three wins, spectacular wins. Before we get into it, I want to promote one of our own from the Atlanta Dream. So, I, as many of you know, Yakiri, have you had by any chance had to check out Courtney Williams and her? Her and her lady have a YouTube page. Have you seen it?
I have not. But explain.
So check it out. I saw it. I saw one of their they do have like a little show and everything. It's really cute. You know, shows the two of them. And check it out, man. Courtney Williams. And I forget the exact name of the page on YouTube. Just, you know, if you go to YouTube and type in Courtney Williams, you'll probably find it. But I got a little clip from their show. And I wanted to play it just to show kind of a little feel of kind of like behind the scenes, right? So I'm going to play it for you guys, and you guys make sure and check out her YouTube. And
show what's outside line? Yeah, we don't need her constipated for the game. If y'all know like we know, it's hard to run when you're full of shit.
We on our way to shoot around, right? And y'all know the vibes, man. We're going to tap in when we get done.
What you say we were? Happy what?
We happy hoopers, man. Y'all know the vibes.
We happy basketball players. Yeah, we happy basketball players.
Forget you. Come and pick up your
you need to. Y'all, I see my dog.
Go subscribe to my YouTube channel.
Go ahead. Shout yourself out, me.
It's Monique Feelings.
Okay.
And I'm gonna get court on a vlog.
Okay.
You feel me?
Okay.
So yeah, that was just a little piece of Courtney Williams. They take you behind the scenes, a lot of stuff that we typically don't get to see. I thought it was pretty interesting. So, you know, what's your thoughts about Courtney? We love Courtney, man.
I love Courtney. She's given us the behind the scenes feel for the Atlanta Dream. And I will say too, you know, Ed, us being behind the scenes with these teams, we did get a chance to see how the ladies interact with each other. And them acting silly in the locker room, That's a norm. They do that. They have fun. They are a hoot. I love that. I miss that. I'm glad that Courtney is actually showing the world what happens behind the scenes.
Yeah, we haven't really got to see that since since COVID, and we haven't had that locker room access. But This team has fun together, and it seems like they don't mind holding each other accountable. Mm-hmm. They can get in each other's face when they need to and not take it personal. But yeah, man, it was just good to see. Shout out to Courtney, man. Had a great week this week. And yeah, so let's get into it, man. First game of the week, they took on Chicago. And it was get back time, right? It was get back time. They come out with the W, 90-83. I'm trying to think. The Chicago game. That was the game. That was in Chicago, right?
Yes, that was in Chicago. And interesting facts here. The win marked Atlanta's 200th franchise win. How about that?
Get out of here. Shout out to the Dream. Win 200. Right?
Yes, amazing, right?
Yeah, excellent win, man. Excellent win. Tiffany Hayes had a great win. I mean, a great game. 26 points. Courtney had 18. Monique had 10. This team, like Coach Mike says, he says, I like the offense pretty and I like the defense gritty. He says, pretty and gritty. And that's what they were in Chicago, man. So, you know, they win 90-83. What were your thoughts on the Chicago game? Anything surprise you? Were you like, okay, yeah, we here now. You know what I'm saying? Any thoughts on the Chicago game?
Again, Tiffany Hayes, 26 points. What can you say? To me, it was almost like a situation where Tiffany is now embracing the role of leadership, you know? So now I can see her being this true leader for this team. 26 points? What can we say?
Yeah, and the thing about it was, you know, you knew that she was going to come back, and you knew, but you didn't really know, like, you know, what we were going to get. You know, is she ready to kind of be like kind of the alpha, or, you know, that top tier person, that top tier player? She's showing that she is, and the thing about it, she's showing that she is, and she's showing, like, in the next game that we're going to talk about, that they got some dogs. They got some dogs, right?
Absolutely. So
after that was the game that we attended, was the game in College Park, the game against Dallas, where we got to see the first round draft picks up close and personal. Mm-hmm. And we hope that they have a very long and illustrious career, but we didn't want them to get the win. So Dream picked up the second win of the week against the Dallas Wings, 101-95. Yes. We were in the building for that one, man. Let's chop that one up a little bit, man. What did you see from the Dream in that game?
Again, Tiffany Hayes, 20-plus points back to that. Amazing. She was crucial in taking that leadership role again. I did see Monique. I saw Courtney. I saw Ari. Their place in the final period was crucial for the win. Again, these ladies came together. The chemistry was right, and they got that win.
I think what surprised me, and well, it didn't really surprise me, but one thing I noticed is that they're really good at focusing on what they're good at, right? Mm-hmm. So, and I asked Coach this after the game, like, what type of dynamic do you have when you have those girls going to the hoop? Mm-hmm. Like, they can shoot, right? But when they go to the hoop, it's like when you got Kennedy that's going, you got Tiffany Hayes with that first step, you got Courtney, you know, knocking down Jays. I mean, it just makes them a whole different beast, man. And I was just like, yo, at one point, Tiffany went on a streak. I think it was in the second half, was scoring, hit like a Euro, and was like, yo, this girl can't guard me. Yeah, I love the bravado. I love the confidence with which they're playing with. They're playing with such a confident energy, and it's contagious. Because even when the players come in the bench, you know, there's no letdown, man. So, talk a little bit about some of those bench players: Crystal Bradford, Monique Billings. You know, even, you know, the rookie Ari. You know, all of those people off the bench. What are you seeing from the bench guys? ladies.
Oh my gosh, Monique Bowen, she got 10 points. Of course, Kennedy, she scored a 21 point. They together are figuring this thing out. I think this will be a team that we may possibly see in the playoffs. I think they may just perhaps pull off an Atlanta Hawks situation. Who knows? I know it's early, but I'm just saying this team here, we got to keep this on watch. This is an important team to us right now.
Yeah, and Crystal Bradford, she was like my unsung hero last week. And we'll talk about unsung heroes. We'll talk about player of the week. But I really like what I've seen out of her, man. She's just like, I love Crystal Bradford, man, because some of the shots I'd be like, whoa, but she makes some of them, you know? So yeah, I love, like, she plays with like supreme confidence. Mm-hmm. She's a big, and she gives just a different dynamic when E. Will and Hawkins have to sit down. So when you bring in that group with Bradford, when you bring in that group with Monique Billings, there are some firecrackers down low. There's some firecrackers down low, and it's all just coming together. Very quickly, you know?
Mm-hmm. It is. And can I say one thing, too? Shout out to Bria. Bria on the sidelines, getting the fans pumped, getting everyone hyped and involved in the game. Again, shout out to Bria. Oh, my gosh. Amazing. Love that. Love Bria.
The voice of the AEBL, our girl, Bria Janelle, who is the Atlanta Dream in host. She is awesome, man. She does a great job promoting. She's running around. She's doing this. And she's our girl, man. We love Bria.
Look, in between times, say, hey, you can't hit it. And then get back to her job. Shout out to her. And thank you again for, like, getting our crowd pop. Because, again, I honestly believe that the crowd participation helps in the chemistry of this team and also helps build that energy that team needs to capture the win.
Yeah, definitely. So they get the win against Dallas. And so now you're cooking with grease, right? We're two wins on two wins in the week. And I'm already happy because I'm like, okay, even if they drop the next game, we can go into the podcast and talk about a 2-on-1 week. So I felt that we were going to New York with house money. Before we get into the New York game, we got a question from our guy, Bob. Bob, shout out to Bob for checking us out. He said, I got to ask you both. The more we win, does it start to make you feel like the last few years were on Coach Colin? Oh, he's talking about your coach. Yakiri, I'll let you take a stab at this one first, and then I'll weigh in. Look at her. She put her mask down. Uh-oh, Bob. Don't cut him up. He just asked a question.
No, in all honesty, I think, to be honest with you, I feel they built this momentum thing. I feel like the departure of Coach Collins, shout out to Coach Nikki, wish her well in her every endeavors. But right now, this is a new team. You know, we got Coach Mike's the spearhead behind this team. And what a fabulous time to say, aha, we're winning. We're winning three wins back to back to back. And these three wins haven't happened since 2018, believe it or not. So I believe this is all Coach Mike's doing right now. That's how I feel. That's what I believe. Thank you.
So I will say this. I think last year, Coach Cullen and Coach Nikki, and you and I, we've had talks about her, and I believe she can coach. I believe she knows X's and O's. Last year, I think she got a raw deal, you know, with three of the players catching COVID. Kennedy Carter gets hurt. Tip Hayes bows out. And so it was a lot that she had.
Montgomery.
Exactly. You know, Renee sits out in that last year. So she had a lot that she really had to make, you know, try to make. She had a lot of lemons last year, right? And so I thought that she did a pretty decent job of making lemonade, right? They were only about a game or two from making the playoffs. So I don't necessarily put last year on Nikki. You know, every coach has a timestamp. Every coach has, just like with the Hawks, with Coach Pierce. We liked Coach Pierce, but when it was time for him to go, it was time for him to go. Just like Nate McMillan, just like Coach Peterson. Eventually, it's going to be time for them to go. You know, it's nothing ever personal. But I just think that it was Nikki's time. She had a good mm-hmm. run, and hopefully mm-hmm. we wish her the best at Baylor. So
absolutely. And you hit the nail on the head. That's what it is. Their time was up. And all right. Us as media, we can't be biased, but we must wish them good luck in their endeavors, right?
Oh, we can be biased. We can be biased, but you know, we try to walk the line of being down the middle a little bit, yes. right? We try to walk the line a little bit. So here's the thing: all of those games set us up for the game in New York, right?
Yeah.
A lot going on. You got the Hawks and the Knicks and entangled in a bitter a battle between those two. And now you got the Dream going up to New York to try to do what they do. So before we get into this game, I got another short video clip to play for you, Kiri. So just sit tight. We're going to talk about this Knicks game. I mean, this New York Liberty game in just a minute. But I got to play this clip, right? I got to play this clip. So check it out.
Dream here with a chance to win the ball game, and it's in the right hands in Courtney Williams. She pulls the three and connects.
A shot from Courtney Williams. How you don't switch that immediately, I don't know. I would have just had everybody switching no matter what here. And yes, it would have been a mismatch, but Kia Stokshin has switched out on her, given who she is and what she has done. Boy, she is just lethal.
2 point.
Listen. I can see you smiling through your mask.
Yes, I am.
The shot. Now, for those who weren't in the presser, Kiri, tell them what Courtney said after the game about what she thought after she made that shot. Do you remember what she said?
What did she say? Was it, I have ice in my veins? Is that what
she said? Yeah, she said, one of the reporters asked her, he said, how did you feel when you hit the shot? And you know, typical Courtney, always cool, always, you know, ready. She said, I'm cold, bruh. Like, she's like, I got ice in my veins. Yo, I loved it. I loved it. I love the bravado. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Courtney Williams making the game-winning shot. 3 points in OT. 1.6 seconds left. Winning the game. Amazing. Courtney Williams. There's a reason why I always put her as my player of the week. You see why now. You see it. You see it.
Yo, I must have watched that video so many times because I love just everything. I love like the nuts and bolts of it. I love after she shot it, she like jumped up in the air like, yeah, I know it's good, right? I loved it.
But look at her teammates all together. The whole mood and atmosphere. It was just, oh my gosh, amazing. Everyone was excited. I was excited. I was at a wedding, but I was excited.
So it was funny because, like, you know, it was just good to see the reaction from the bench. When she came over there, Courtney, Kennedy Carter, who had gotten injured, she came over there and she's just like screaming and excited for her. And it was just like, it was fun. And shout out to our girl, Benaja, all right? That's still our girl, even though, except for when she plays against the Dream, mm-hmm. we're always going to have love for Benaja mm-hmm. because she balled out in the wobble last year, right? Your thoughts on Benaja?
Her time step was done. She was here, and then she was gone. That's all I have to say.
Okay. Yeah.
No, you know. Honestly. For real, like, no shade to Benaja. We wish her well. Again, this team right here. What can I say? What can I say, Ed? This team, we need to be looking closely at what will become, what will be the end result. I think they're riding high on the momentum of, okay, Coach Nikki, you're gone. Watch what we do. Watch what I say. If I have to put my bet in right now, you got 100 on it, Ed? You got 100?
I know if I got 100, I could probably put $1 or something, okay. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so I had this bet with Coach Nikki. If she was to go to the playoffs, she would do a rap and dance in Centennial Park. Can I have you take up that bet for me?
I mean, yeah, I'll put something on it. Put something on it.
All right. You heard it.
But listen, just a very gut check win. against a very good team. That New York team is really good with Ionescu, and Banaja's yes. having a great year. And Courtney talked really after the game, like, you know, her and Banaja are still good friends, but when it's on the court, it's on the court, right? You know, it ain't nothing personal.
Nothing personal. It's just,
it's just ball, right? I thought you had good. I thought in that game you had good production from everybody. You had what, four players in double figures, Kennedy, Tip, and Elizabeth. Elizabeth with a huge block in overtime.
Yes.
Everybody just kind of fitting in where they get in, and I just thought it was a complete team effort, a really good win. Probably in this small sample size, probably the best win of the season, I think, for what it's worth. But yeah, pushing them to 4-2, the first time the Dream of being over 500 in what, since 2018, you said, right?
Yep, 2018. Courtney Williams, 31 points, 12 rebounds. Elizabeth Williams, Tiffany Hayes, Kennedy Carter, amazing, adding that 12 points. 12 points with this mask on. So, I'm super excited about this team.
So I had something in the rundown about like takeaways and favorite moments, and it's going to be hard to top the Courtney Williams shot. But is there another moment, or is there anything else that maybe you can compare other than the shot from this week? I know the shot is kind of like, you know, that would be everyone's number one. But is there another favorite moment that you can think of, or is it kind of just the shot for you?
Just the overall game, you know, the high energy of the game and the consistency from this young team. That's all. You know, three straight wins. You're being consistent. Tiffany Hayes continuing to show that leadership role. So, again, what can I say? Amazing win, consistency, high energy.
Definitely. For me, outside of the shot, I love the post-game interview. Like,
oh,
so
my gosh.
I love when Tiffany looked into the camera and said, "We got some dogs." Like, it reminded me of Outkast, like before the South really took over the rap game. And Andre looked in that crowd full of New Yorkers and said, "Hey man, the South got something to say, right?
The South got something to say."
The similarities are striking, right? Because she's putting them on notice, like, yo, nobody's talking about the Dream. Nobody's talking about them. Everyone's going to be talking about Vegas. Everyone's going to be talking about New York and Seattle. No one's talking about Atlanta. But Tip let folks know,
no,
we got some dogs. So even if you come in and win, you're going to be in for a dog fight, right?
Okay. Yes.
You're going to be in for a dog fight.
Was that the same award show where Snoop Dogg was like, New York ain't got love for the West Coast?
Yep.
Is that? Okay.
Then I think it was... I think it was the 95 Source Awards.
Source Awards, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. We're showing our age.
Yeah,
showing
yeah.
Our age.
It's all the good. But the Dream go 3-0 this week. A very good week for the Dream. 4-2 overall. And they're clicking. And it's a good time to be an Atlanta Dream fan. So let's transition to, I know we normally do buy or sell, but I want to switch it up. I figure this week we'll do a little this or that, all right?
I'm so you got to about this. These questions right here. But go ahead.
Listen, I had to switch it up on you. I had to throw a little wrinkle in there. I had to throw a curveball, right?
Okay.
So here's how we're going to run the this or that. I'm going to pose the this or that, and you just got to pick either this or you got to pick that, right? No judgment, you know? So, in honor of Courtney's game-winning shot and Elizabeth's game-winning block, if you were a player, which would you rather hit the game-winning shot or get the game-winning block?
Oh, my goodness. Both are so good. Both are so good. But if I really had to go with one, I would say what would be kind of what stand out to the fans and the crowd, I'll say the game-winning shot. How about that?
The shot, okay. Now, when you hit the shot, you gonna hold the follow through up, or are you just gonna hit it and okay, you gonna hold
I'm
it
gonna
up?
Hit it and quit. That's it.
Oh my god! I think I'm going to go with the game-winning block. Because
really?
hitting a game-winning shot is very fulfilling. I mean, I haven't done it since like the ninth grade, but when I did it, it was cool, right? Uh-huh. But when you block somebody's shot, and I'm not talking about, a block. I'm talking about throw that joker into like the third row, you know? Like, did you see the Clint Capella block the other day when he blocked it and did some of that?
No.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go with the block. Right? Okay. And so, yeah, I'm going to go with the block on that one. So, yeah.
I love it.
All right. Number two. What would you rather? Would you rather win an MVP or win a championship? Celebrate with the team, or you want the individual success? What would you rather?
Well, this was a long thought out question for me because, you know, I don't like attention. I don't like to be extra or anything of that caliber. So I'm going to play coy and say, you know, there's no I in teamwork. Let's win a championship. How about that? Championship.
Listen, I mean, that's cool, but let me tell you something. Give me that MVP every day of the week, bruh. Because listen, especially if we in basketball and my contract is based on my stats and my awards, give me that MVP on a 2-20 team. I don't care.
I guess then that would make sense, I guess.
Yeah, you know, so I'm thinking about the money. So, yeah. All right. The next one was off the beaten path. And this was something that I did with my students about 2 years ago. Would you rather sit next to a close talker with bad breath or someone with body odor? So, like, you know, pick your poison. Which is it?
Matumbo, neither. No. But if I had to, because this is from personal experience, I will say... I guess bad breath, we can wear a mask, right? We can wear a mask.
Mm-hmm.
But BO kind of lingers, doesn't it? Just kind of.
You can't run from BO, right? You can't run from BO.
It just hits you. And I'll say this quickly. I had a situation. I was a kid, and my grandfather was a reverend. So at times I would go to funerals. So this funeral was packed. But this man, and clearly, as he walked in the door, I could smell it. He finds a seat right next to me. And you know how someone sits kind of on you? So he sit his BO body halfway on my lap. And there's nowhere to go. So I would say, I will take that breath over the BO because I was traumatized after that day.
Okay? I imagine.
Scrub my body for days, okay?
I'm with you on that one. With bad breath, you can kind of get away from that one, right? You can kind of
stick
your head and kind of talk into your hand, and yeah.
Look, hold your breath.
All right, Kerry, it is that time of the week where we do our player of the game and our unsung hero. So if you're new to the pod, Yukiri and I, we give out our player of the week and our unsung hero. And sometimes the unsung hero can be on the court, it could be off the court, whatever kind of we feel. So, Kerry, player of the week this week.
Okay, my player of the week goes to the silent assassin, Tiffany Hayes! Yes, that is my player of the week. Continue showing leadership, girl. We got you. I got you.
I'm with you on that one, except for the silent part. Ain't nothing silent about Tiffany at all.
She's not silent, though.
Okay. But yeah, that's a good one. I'm going to go with the obvious choice of Courtney Williams. Just what can you say, man? She's brought such a dynamic element to this team. And we didn't get to see the full Courtney last year in the wobble because she had, you know, recovering from COVID. And, you know, she did good considering last year. But this year, she's healthy, she's happy, and yeah, man. So shout out to Tip, shout out to Courtney, the ATL Dreamin' Players of the Week. So shout out to those two lovely ladies. Unsung hero, who is your unsung hero for the week?
Unsung heroes, you know, and I had to go with the big brother of the league, the NBA. Hawks, John Collins on Friday night. Collins was the recipient of the inaugural Sekou Smith Award, which annually honors players on team rosters who best represent themselves and the franchise with professionalism and integrity in their interaction with the media. Who else would get that honor? You know, I've always said, like, John Collins has been that go-to guy if I ever need an interview that's going to be humble. Win or lose, John Collins is that to get a very great interview. And I will say this, too, just a quick story. We were covering some event. I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was some kids. And John Collins made sure that he gave every single kid autographs. He made sure he gave every single kid pictures. He was very humble in that moment. And again, he's always very humble. So again, well deserved. Shout out to John Collins, Atlanta Hawks. Let's go. That's my unsung hero for the week.
Oh, excuse me. It got me emotional. It got me sneezing. yeah, shout out to John, man. An excellent guy to talk to. Just mm-hmm. a really good kid, right? You can just mm-hmm. tell he had some good home training. Just a really good kid. I'm going to stay in the WNBA.
Okay.
I'm going to go head coach Mike Peterson.
Yes.
A lot of talk about the dynamic wings that we have, the dynamic rookie, Elizabeth Williams, Monique mm-hmm. Billings. A lot of talk about the players, and rightly so, right? Mm-hmm. And when Nikki left, it put us kind of in a bad spot. We didn't know who Mike was. And Mike said, look, man, I don't want to coach this team.
He really did say that.
and he's so forthcoming, right? And, you know, we had jokes and stuff, and it was funny, you know. But over the past six games, we done all grown to like Mike because when he talks to the media, he's excellent. He's mm-hmm. excellent with the media. You go, hey, Mike, it's Edwin Powell with, you know, ATL. Hey, Edwin, how you doing? Like, he's that guy, right? Am I lying to you?
No, he is. He truly is.
And so when he talked about how in New York, when he was about to draw up this, what did he call it? The Mona Lisa of plays. He said, I was about to draw up the Mona Lisa of plays. And Courtney came into the huddle. She said, just give me the ball. That was the end of the huddle. For a coach to bypass his ego, trust his player, and a player to deliver, excellent. Beautiful. Excellent. So my unseen hero for this week is Coach Mike Peterson. Salute to you, sir, 4-2. Salute to one Mr. John Collins for winning the Sekou Smith Award. Rest in peace to Mr. Mm-hmm. Sekou Smith, a good brother, a good dude. Mm-hmm. And, you know, prayers up to his family and everybody that's missing him. But, yeah, two great people fully worthy of those Unsung Hero Awards. So, absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for us to bring this thing to a close. It's time to get some stuff off our chest. And so, Kiri, I will let you clear your chest and say what you have to say for your parting shot.
Oh, my gosh. The time has come for me to finally say what I want to say. But no, finally, Atlanta has winning teams simultaneously. I feel like I'm going to simultaneously combust with overwhelming happiness. Atlanta Dream winning, Atlanta Hawks playoff, WNBA, NBA. What can we say? My best quote for the week is, sometimes you have to lose the small battles to win the war. Let's go, Hawks. Let's go, Dream. ATL. Stand up, rise up. Ooh, wrong one, right? Rise up, no? Shoot, Atlanta. No. Stand up. Let's do this. What Trey said, we in the A. We in the A.
Yeah. Excellent parting shot. Excellent parting shot. My parting shot is simply this. it's a good time to be an Atlanta fan right now, especially if you're a Hawks fan, if you're pulling for the Dream. I'm not quite sure how the Braves are doing. I think they're kind of just kind of hovering around 500. But I will say this. I invest into the stock market, right? And with the stock, sometimes the stock is up, sometimes the stock is down, you know? And you have to be the type of person that can be, you know, you can't be emotional when you deal with the stock market, right? So you gotta enjoy the good days and understand that there's gonna be some bad days, and you wanna always kind of stay in the middle. So I would just say if it's a good time right now, if you're following these teams, enjoy it, because you don't know when what's up may go down. But even if it does go down, make sure you're living your life that if it goes down, it doesn't take you too far down with it. You know what I'm saying? So you always want to kind of try to live on an even keel. Enjoy the good times. Enjoy prosperity. And, you know, just spread love. So, you know.
I love that. Good job,
dude. Yeah. I appreciate it. But ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Kiri and myself, I thank you guys for checking out the ATL Dream Podcast. Make sure you retweet. We share the show. If you missed us live, you can catch us on the replay, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, wherever podcasts are sold. We are the only podcast dedicated to the Atlanta Dream. So tell your friends, tell your coworkers, come kick it with the ATL Dreaming Podcast. On behalf of you, Kiri, I'm E-Dub. We'll see you next week, and hopefully we'll have some more wins to talk about. So
absolutely.
Peace and love.